Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mark 11:23, where life is meant to be good in Christ Jesus. God bless everybody for coming. God bless everybody for hearing around the world. We have a special guest tonight. His name is Timmy. He's a disciple of God, a very anointing message of God tonight. If y'all feel depressed, if y'all feel hurting, if y'all feel bitter, if y'all feel down and out, this is the right place to be tonight, Saturday night, radio station from around the world. First of all, I just want to thank Blog Talk Radio for fitting everything tonight. God bless y'all for listening, everybody. Just want to get into prayer before we start the show. Father God, I just want to give you the glory and honor and praise. Father, I come to you boldly through your throne of grace. Father God, I give you thanksgiving. I thank you for your blood. I thank you for your anointing, Father God. You are worthy to be praised tonight, Father God. You are an awesome God, Father God. I thank you for this tonight, Father God. I thank you that your seed is going forth, Father God, planting that seed upon your people. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for our debts as you forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thy is the glory and the power forever. Amen. God bless y'all. Lord, cover this radio station with your blood. Anoint Timmy for sharing the word of God tonight. And sit down and listen to the word of God. Don't go anywhere. Get that coffee maker percolating. And I'll be back. I'm going to put some music on. Amen. God bless y'all.
Yeah.
God bless y'all. Amen. That was a very beautiful song. Well, we're going to pit Timmy sharing the word of God. God bless y'all. Amen. God bless y'all.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to be in fellowship with Christian brothers and sisters. And it's good to actually do a few word, Bob, because this word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And God bless up my sister, Maria. And I think God put this together because if it wasn't for God, this won't happen right now. This wouldn't be happening right now. And before I like to share, I want to pray. I want to pray so the Holy Spirit just has his way. Father
Amen.
God, we come before you. We come before you in the name of Christ Jesus. And we ask, Lord God, it's not by might, nor by powers, by your Holy Spirit, says the Lord. And we ask, Lord God, that you just take control tonight, Lord God, of this preaching, Lord God. And we ask that it touch people's hearts, Lord God. We ask right now for your anointing, Lord God. We ask for your anointing to break the yoke of bondage, to set people free, Lord God, to fill the voids in our life, Father God, by your presence, Lord God. And we pray right now, Father God, just have your way in Jesus' mighty name. And if it's led by the flesh, Lord God, put a stop to it. But I ask you right now, Lord God, that we submit to you and your Holy Spirit just has your way. Have your way right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I went on go ahead.
Brother Timmy, radio station's not led by the flesh. It's led by the Spirit of God. We have our guest is listening to all around the world. Excuse me. So go ahead. What would you say? God bless you.
I'll say I went on Instagram. Everybody's on Instagram now these nowadays. Everybody's on Instagram. And I went on Instagram yesterday. And I'm going through Instagram. I'm browsing through Instagram. And when I'm browsing through Instagram, I'm seeing people showing off their Ove. They're showing off their Sunakai. They're showing off their Bimos, the Drapal. But a thing got to me. Something got to me. God showed me something. They had a sad look on their face. They had a sad look on their face. And I asked them, so why do you have a sad look on their face? Because they're trying to fill the void in their life. They're trying to fill the I feel the emptiness out of our life with Pimos, with Draba, with a husband or a wife, or this world that this world cannot. And we go in this world and we try to satisfy the loneliness, the void in our life that will never be filled. People say, if I only had $100,000, if I only had $1,000,000, it's never enough. You always will be wanting. You always want more. It's never enough because you got that void in that life. And the Bible says, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. It's only in God's presence, there's fullness of joy. I'm not going to share too long, but I'm only going to share what Spirit leads me to share. And I got a couple of scriptures I want to get to tonight. Maria, can you help me with this?
Yes, I will. Amen and amen. Glory goes to God.
It's in John chapter 4. John chapter 4, the Samaritan woman. We know the story about the Samaritan woman. She was going to get by. She was going to get by. And when she was going to get by, she met Jesus. And Jesus told her, you must have the living water. Let's read the word of God. Let's read the Word of God. Let's get into the Word of God.
Okay, John chapter, what was that chapter?
Four.
Chapter 4.
Yeah, John chapter 4, verse 14.
Amen. Okay. There, okay. Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But anyone who drinks the water I give will never be thirsty again. The water I give to people will be like the Spirit flowing inside them. It will bring them eternal life." Amen and amen. You want me to read
amen.
More?
No, that's it. Stop right there. The water that the Lord brings, you will never thirst anymore. He fills the thirst that you have, that you've been seeking. Maybe you've been seeking in this world for material things, but the material things come and go. They're here today, gone tomorrow. But what the Lord brings, He fills forever and ever and ever and ever. And it brings like a spring of water that you overflow, that you filled up. It's a song that we sing in church. It says, "Fill me up, God." It says, "Fill me up, God, fill me up, God, fill me up, fill me up. I want to run over, I want to run over." You got to be filled up by the Holy Spirit. You got to be filled up by God's presence. Things of this world. Because this world is here today, gone tomorrow. This world doesn't promise nothing. I want to share, because the water that we drink, it's a hot day. You picture a hot day. It's going to be a hot day. And you're thirsty, and you drink that water, and it fills that thirst. Your soul longs for the Lord. Your soul longs for God. This world cannot satisfy your soul. It only satisfies the flesh. And what the flesh profits? Nothing. So your soul longs for the Lord. So we got to long for Jesus. When we long for Jesus, when we seek in Jesus, when we seek in God's presence, we be filled up with His anointing. We be filled up with the presence of God. We be filled up with His word. And His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. What does a lamp unto our feet mean? That means He illuminates the path we walk on. So we don't fall into Bezach. Too hard times. Even when we fall into the ditch, the way for us, He's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. He illuminates the path we walk on. We're in God's presence, the Word of God, the living water, Jesus Christ. We need Jesus in our life. We need Jesus, and He's the living water. He's the bread of life. He's the living word. And without God, we cannot do nothing. We're just lost. We're lost. We're blinded. Without God, we're blinded. And there's a second scripture I want to go to. It's in Psalms 23. Psalms 23.
Amen, Brother Timmy. Let me get to it. Amen,
Psalms
amen. 23. Glory goes to God. Yes, amen. Glory goes to God. I have it right here. Give me 1 second. Psalms 23. Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I will always have everything I need. He gives me great paths to delight. Lies and He gives me great passion to in His land me by calm pool of water. He restores and strengthens and lead me on the right path to show that He is good. If I walk through the valley as a dark as green, I will not be afraid of any danger, because you are with me. You roll and staff comforts me. You prepare and meal from me. Prepare a meal for me front of my enemies. You will welcome me as an honor. My cup is full and spilling over. Your goodness and your mercy will be with me all my life, and I will live in the Lord's house a long, long time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. King David said that psalm and he's saying it to the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I have everything that I need. A shepherd guides his sheep. And John 10 says, I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for my sheep. We are his bossé. We are his sheep. We are his lambs. And we belong to the Lord. Now, in that Psalm 23, there's the point in that psalm I want to get out. It says, my cup went over. My cup went over. What do you mean, my cup went over? What is that supposed to mean? It means the presence of God is on me. I got everything that I need. I got my joy. I got my peace. I got my happiness. I got everything in my... everything that I will need. It's in God. It might be hard times when I'm going through the shallow debt. Maybe I'm going through some kino or negazo, or maybe I'm going through some problems, but I got everything that I need, because I got God. You're all I want. You're all I need. You are everything to me. God is everything to me. He is everything to me. He is everything to me. Because without God, we cannot move. Without God, we cannot make it to another day. Without God, we cannot see another day. Because God created the heavens. God created the earth. And without God, we cannot breathe. Because God is the air we breathe. He is Sakofelomata. Oh, let me tell you something, church. We need to start getting excited for the Lord. We need to start living for Christ. We need to start denying the flesh, crucifying the flesh, pick up our cross, and start following Jesus. Start following the Lord. Start following Jesus, even through good times, even through bad. Start following God and fight the good fight. Fight the good fight. Even when that storm comes, even when that problem comes in my life, I'm still going to praise you. I'm still going to give you a body of mercy. I'm still going to praise you, because I know all things work out good for those who love Christ Jesus. I'm still going to magnify the Lord's name. I'm still going to give God the glory. I'm still going to give God a thanksgiving. I'm still going to praise him. And I might be crying now. Tears might fall at night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. My joy comes in the morning. It comes from God. It comes from God. Because God says he'll never leave us or forsake. He's with us until the end. That's why my cup overflows. Because of promises of God. Because he said he loves us and he'll never leave us or forsake us. He is with us until the end. Because David had a personal relationship with God. David was a man after God's own heart. And he had a personal relationship with God. And David really loved the Lord. And that's what I want to share about David. He was a man after God's own heart. He fell into sin, but he didn't remain in his sin. He got back up, and he started fighting the good fight. He started fighting the good race. Apostle Paul said, I fought the good fight, I finished the race, and I kept the faith. That's what we got to do today. We got to fight the good fight. We got to keep the faith and finish that race. It's not going to be easy. But God said he'll guide us through the storm. God said he'll guide us through the storm. And I want to tell you, Mughal Problem Warfare, you might be sad. You might have problems, but we all got problems. But you know who's our problem solver? It's Jesus Christ. Come back to the Lord. Come back to Jesus. He solves all our problems. All things work out good for those who love Christ Jesus. All things work out good for those who love Christ Jesus. And there's one more scripture I want to get to, and I'm going to finish with this scripture. It's in Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Acts chapter 3, verse 6.
Amen, Timmy. Amen. Okay, it's right here. Peter and John looked at the crippled man and said, "Look at us." He's looking at them. He thought they would give him some money. But Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold, but I do have something also I can give you. By the power of Jesus Christ from Nazareth, stand up and walk." Then Peter took the man his right hand and lifted him up. Immediately his feet and legs became strong. He jumped up and stood on his feet and began to walk. He went into the temple area with them. He was walking and jumping and praising God. All the people recognized him. They knew he was the crippled man who always sat by the beautiful gate to be for money, to beg for money. Now they said this man, same man, is walking and praising God. They were amazed. They did not understand how this could happen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. This is my first time sharing. And I just want to say something. God put in my heart, you know why this scripture? This man was looking for material things. He was looking for silver or gold. He was looking for material things. He was crippled. And Peter and John went up to him and told him, "Silver or gold." Peter told him, "Silver and gold I don't have. But in the name of Jesus, stand up and walk. But I have Jesus. I got Jesus. That's something greater than silver and gold. Something more precious than silver and gold. Something more powerful than silver or gold. Something more worthy than silver or gold. I give you Jesus, and at the name of Jesus, stand up and walk. At the name of Jesus, stand up and walk." What do you mean walk? Walk over your problems. Walk over
Amen.
Your disguisal. Walk over your
Amen.
Sickness. In the name of Jesus, stand
Amen.
Up and walk and stop following Jesus and go in the house of the Lord and give God the glory. He gives you the victory. He gives you the victory when he died on Calvary. He rose from the dead to defeat death. So let death, oh death, rise your sting. Prepare power, oh God, we are saved. We are saved by his wonderful, amazing grace. Well, I'm sorry, why? I'm excited for the Lord. I'm excited for
Amen.
The pits of hell. And he gives us eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. He gives us eternal life through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all precious is Jesus. How precious what he did for us. Now he's healing us. Now he's healing us spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, mentally, in all aspects of our way. God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. God wants to heal you. God wants to save you. God wants to take the bondages off of you. God wants to set you free. He don't want you walking in depression. He don't want you walking in sickness. He don't want you to walk in failure. He wants you to walk in victory, because he has the victory in Christ Jesus. There is victory in Christ Jesus. We overcome the dishonor by the blood of the Lamb and by the testimonies of our mouth. Where there are testimonies that we belong to Jesus Christ, we belong to the Lord. And nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And I want to tell you something. There's a lot of people in this world are depressed. They're looking for material things, and they're looking for drugs, and they're looking for relationships. But if it's not meant from God, those relationships will not stand. Drugs, it's the devil's candy. And let me tell you something. The drugs is the devil's candy. We're hearing people getting overdosed. We're hearing people dying for drug off, and we need to stop the drug off. and give our life over to Jesus Christ. I've been depressed for 4.5 years. Let me tell you my story. I've been depressed for 5 years. And I took it back. And she took my son with him. And she left me. And I got depressed. I went for drop off. I started taking medication, depression pills, Xanax. I was hospitalized over 10 times in 5 years. I hospitalized. But you know what God told me? I never left your side. People may come and go, but I will never leave you or forsake you. And the Lord, I was taking 10 pills a day. 10 pills a day. 4 different types of medication. Now I'm down to 5 pills a day, taking 2 different types of medication. And now pretty soon I'm going to be off of medication all completely. I know it for the glory of God because God told me that. Little by little, God has given me the victory. Little by little, God has given you the victory. Let me tell you something, church. Maybe you don't have it today, but tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's another day. And wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord and have patience. It's not on your time, but it's on God's time because God knows what's best for you. God knows what's best for you because he's our Heavenly Father, and he knows what's best for you. And my testimony is God saved me a lot of times. If I didn't know the Lord, I would be dead right now. Such as, I would be dead right now. But I thank God because I do know the Lord, and he does save me. And he saved me from the pits of hell and from the lies from the devil. And I thank the Lord. You know how many times this bottle whispered in my ear, nobody loves you. Take your life. Nobody loves you. Commit suicide. That's a lie from the devil. The devil wants you to die to commit suicide. The devil wants you to commit suicide because he wants you to fall in the devil's trap. There's also a bank on a do not equal. But let me tell you something, church. Don't fall in the devil's trap. Don't listen to the devil's lies, but listen to God's perfect truth because you're beloved. You're loved. You're worthless. You're not worthless. You're valuable. You're precious. On the risk you come, you're priceless because God sent his only son to die for you. God loved you. God loved you so much. That's what I had to share with you. I don't know why I'm so hyped up. That's the way that God wanted me to preach tonight. And I want to say God bless each and every one of you. And pick up your cross and start following Jesus. And don't look at the material things because the material things come and go. But God will never leave you or forsake you. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. God bless you guys.
Amen and amen. Glory goes to God. That really hit people's hearts tonight. You know why? Because these girls and these people that's on Draba, they needed to hear that. These girls that's in the wrong relationship, that they're so hurt. And it's just not the will of God. It's not going to work anyways. It's going to cause you a lot of pain and a lot of suffering anyway. So just leave it everything in God's hands. God bless you. That was a very anointing word of God tonight. This is Brother Timmy preaching tonight from around the world and Blog Talk Radio. God bless y'all. He's a very anointing from God. He was called tonight from God. And everything just came out so beautiful. The power of the Holy Spirit just really went like a flow. Thank you, Jesus. I have a call. Be strong, Timmy. God bless you. The Spirit, I know the Spirit touched you. Amen. Does anybody want to press 1? If anybody has anything like a testimony or a prayer or have something you want to say, God bless y'all. Just press 1 and I'll put you on air. You know, if y'all take a step forward towards Jesus and just take a step forward and press 1, he could do so much for you. Amen. If y'all have a prayer. Amen. Timmy?
The Bible says 2 is better than 1, and prayer removes the hand of God. And the Bible says, as two or three gathered in the Lord's name, he is in the midst of us. God is in the midst of us. And I know there's a lot of people online. I know there's a lot of people listening. I know La Xiao hits. I can't talk about my problems. Maybe a double La Xiao. But let me tell you something. Talk to La Xiao, Papari. If you want to be set free tonight for the glory of God, tonight is the night God wants to set you free. Tonight is the night that God wants to deliver you. Tonight is the night that God wants to put you on the road of righteousness. Tonight is the night that God wants to reestablish you
Amen.
In his kingdom. Tonight is the night that he wants to break the chains off of you, break the shackles that's holding you. Tonight is the night that God wants to set you free for the glory of God so you can be a living testimony, so you can glorify your Heavenly Father. So don't lash out with the devil. Don't lash out. Bible says, if you lash out with the devil on Apu, we'll lash out Dusa on Ohio. We'll lash out Dusa on Ohio. I just want to tell you guys that. So don't you lash out, Bobbuddy, and start doing the will of God and give a testimony. And if you need a prayer, I'm happy to pray with you in agreement so these walls may be broken. And these chains will be broken. These shackles will be broken to the power of Jesus' name. And so much power and there's so much anointing in that name of Jesus. Every demon has to flee. Every sickness has to bow down and submit themselves to the name of Jesus. To the name of Jesus.
Amen. If y'all have any testimonies or anything y'all want to share about the Word of God, just press 1 and I'll pitch y'all on the air. God bless y'all. I cannot pitch y'all on the air if y'all don't press 1. God bless you. Well, I guess tonight you just want to listen, Brother Timmy.
God bless. I know God's Word knows a good old void.
Oh, we got a call. God bless you. 704-949. You are on the air. God bless you.
God bless you, Marie. It's Christy. God bless you.
God bless
you. I was a little late coming in to hear the message, but from what I did hear, it was beautiful. And I just want to say, I was talking about King David last night with my BB, talking about the same thing, that King David was a man that was after God's heart. So to me, that was confirmation, because I was telling my BB last night that I want to be like David. I want to go after God's heart. You know, even though King David went through all these things, the sins in his life, his son Absalom, and then what Abner did, you know, all these things, you know, he went through a lot. King David, but he still had his faith in God very strongly. And the message was very powerful tonight. God bless you, Timmy. It was very powerful and a very anointed message full of the Holy Spirit.
You know what David said after he did his bezach? Because God looks at the heart. He said, cleanse my heart, O God, and give me a steadfast spirit. You know, steadfast spirit, that means wash my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash my heart, God. And give me a spirit that's not going back and forth. Give me a steadfast spirit.
Amen. Amen. And it was a beautiful message. And I told you the testimony last night, Marie, about my son and my nepoto. I went today to
Amen.
The record company, and I didn't see the truck when the accident first happened, Marie. When I went to the record place today, and I seen the truck, Marie, all I got to say is this, my nephew and my son are blessed to be alive from the Lord.
Amen.
Para otro cosas, okay, to have that kind of impact, and it was only by the hand of God that they're here. And I thank Lord for that. And all glory goes to God.
Amen. Amen.
That's the kind of God we serve. When we're in
yes.
Christ Jesus, he protects us. When we're in Christ Jesus, It's just we have so much favor with God, and it's just a beautiful thing being with Jesus and being used by God. You know, if I have to be used by God on the street or speaking to somebody or witness to somebody, and it's all for glory of God. I give him all the glory. Like I said all the time, Lord, only thing I could give you, you did so much for me. Only thing I could give you is my love. And take yes. nothing and use it. Here's my vessel. Take my cup, fill it up. Hide yes. me under your wings, from the apple of your eye, from the wicked that oppresses me. There's power in the tongue. There's power. You got to speak life. He says, choose life or death. I choose life. And I choose the right path of my Lord Jesus Christ. So
yeah,
I just want to
say something.
I want to thank him.
I just want to say something. Testimony somebody on a different square call. Testimony, you're testifying what God did in your life. What God did in your life. You're testifying. The Bible says we defeat the demon, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by our testimonies. We're telling the world that God does this. He does this, and we're telling the world, look what the Lord has done. Look what God has done in my life.
Amen. Well, that's true. And he makes a way where there is no way that you could tell the world, that you could show your light. You know, I was watching a program about Joyce Myers. Here comes this fancy pot, and it's real fancy, it's real shiny, has nice paint. Here comes this other pot. It's real, got some cracks in it. It's a little messy, it's broken down. So Joyce Myers goes and she puts the light in the pot that's not cracked. The light will not shine. There's no shine in that pot. Then she put the light in the one that's cracked. And the light just shined for all to see. And that's like the potter and the clay when God molds you and shaped you. When God molded me and shaped me, I had some cracks, but I still showed my light. And just says like, put your light on a stand. Don't hide it under a bed or a bushel. Put it on the stand for everyone to see. So that's what we're doing tonight. We're showing our light for people. We're showing our light for Jesus. He gave us that light. He lives in us. He breathes in us. And I just want to give him all the glory and honor and praise. Amen. But we serve a big God, and that testimony about your children, it is a mighty miracle. Amen.
Yes.
If God be for
Amen.
Us, who could be against us? Is there anything too hard for our God to do? No, there is nothing too hard for him to do. There is no problem bigger. There is no circumstances bigger. I know we'll face trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. He overcame the world. And whatever comes near our way, I know it's real, it's happening, but it does not prosper. If we get hurt, it will not prosper because we're in the name of Jesus. It just jumps off our spirit because he lives in us and we accept Jesus. And we have Psalms 91, whole armor of God to protect us, to protect our children, our families, our homes. Our God is a big almighty God. Amen. Like Mark 11:23, I always prayed on it. And I just seen, like I always tell you, these scriptures just comes alive, comes so real. And you see it just popping out of the Bible and shown in real life, and you see healing from your family. Healings in these circumstances that you're going through, like these mountains are just dropping, and you're moving forward with Jesus. And with Jesus, we do move forward. I don't know where would I be if I wouldn't be in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Glory goes to God. God bless everybody. If you liked the preaching tonight, if you have something you want to say or a prayer, now, LaJean, let's break those chains tonight. Let's show God our faith. We got Brother Timmy. We got Chrissy, Sister Chrissy. You got me. We're standing in the gap for you. We're here tonight for you. If y'all need a prayer, just press 1. God bless y'all. Whoever is hearing around the world on a Blog Talk Radio, Mark 11:23, just call into the radio station. It's 646-668-8498. Again, that's 646-668-8498. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Hey, Maria, I got another word for you to, if you got a chance to read it. I was reading it all day today. I was not reading it. I was hearing it all day today because I don't know what to read. And it's
okay.
In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, verse 20.
Hold on. Let me get to that. God bless you. Galatians what?
Galatians 2.
Verse 20. God bless you. Hold on.
I'll get Marie, but it's in the easy read version. Is that okay?
Okay. I got it, Brother Tom. I'm reading it right now. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loves me and gives himself for me. Amen. Glory goes to God.
That should be our prayer. It's not I that lives no more. It's Christ that lives through me. It's Christ that lives through me. It's to crucify the flesh and the desires of the flesh and to pick up our cross and to follow Jesus Christ. So when people see us, they see Jesus. They see the light of Jesus upon us. They see the light of Jesus upon us. They see the glory of God upon us. That should be a prayer.
Amen. Well, Brother Timmy, we only got like 12 minutes on the air. Do you have anything else you want to share or God?
I hope you guys got touched. I hope you guys got touched with the tonight. I didn't mean to speak loud or stuff like that. That's what
the
Spirit
Holy
of God
Spirit
is
guide you, Pastor Timmy.
Yeah,
he wasn't speaking loud.
No,
it just
encouraged me and it just motivated me. And I mostly share. If you go on my Instagram, I mostly talk slow. But tonight was the one. It was something. It was something for
tonight
me to
was
talk
the Holy
loud.
Spirit.
Yes.
Yes. I talk loud. When you could see me read, when I read the scripture, the Spirit just hits you, just stirs up in you. And it's just, you just talk loud. You know, I'm very loud in my Christianity. I'm not a quiet Christian. I'm very loud. So maybe that's why you're loud, because, you know, God's anointing is so strong on you, you know.
And
God
Amen.
Bless you.
I just want to give my testimony. I want to give my testimony too tonight. I was
Amen.
On pills. Now, I'm down to half of what I used to take. I'm down to half of what I used to take. And one day I'll be off of it completely. I don't want to be off of it completely. And that's a testimony to God. I was taking 11, 12 pills a day. I was diagnosed with bipolar depression after my wife left me. And my ex-wife left me for another man. And I was on double up. I was on 4 different types of medication. Now I'm taking 2 different types of medication and half the pills. And I know God's going to take it all away from me.
I know one day God's going to take it all away from me.
There's nothing too hard for our God to do. He could heal every sickness, everything, every bondage. I've seen it happen. I've seen my brother got healed from a big surgery from a tumor. I seen my mother got healed from a kidney failure. I seen my family got healed from many types of, cause of symptoms in their body. And I seen it happen. But in God's timing, and His timing is perfect. His timing is, He's never too late, but He's never too soon, but it's so perfect.
Yeah,
He's a big, almighty king. He's a big, almighty God. Well, we're having a lot of calls. God bless y'all. If y'all want a prayer, or if God put something in your heart, or y'all came in to tell y'all testimony, God bless y'all. Press 1, and I'll put y'all on the air. You know, I always say this story from time to time. We need to be stirred up in the spirit, and it needs to be daily. We need to stir up our spirits daily. It's like pouring milk. When you put the chocolate in the milk and you stir it up,
yeah,
and you just leave,
yeah,
it on the desk. What would that milk do? That milk will go right down. All that good chocolate will go right down, and just the milk is there. And if you drink that, that's not going to taste good. But tonight we need to stir up our spirit, and we need to do it daily, to fight the good fight of faith. If I get a spoon and stir up that goodness, stir up that chocolate, and stir it up and keep shaking and keep shaking, keep blending it. That's the way we are. If we keep shaking in the Word, we keep reading the Word, we keep worshiping. Well, God is ticking in our hearts. When He ticks in our heart, we spend that time with Him. How long it is, if He wants to spend 10 minutes, 5 minutes, an hour, or whatever minutes He wants you, or how long He wants you, He guides you. He knows. You know, you're drinking all that goodness, all that nurturing, and it goes in your body and tastes as good. That chocolate tastes good. Taste of the Lord and see that it's good. Count your blessings one by one. Look what the Lord has done. And He is wonderful. So tonight, after the radio station, and when everything is over, we only have 7 minutes. Stir up your faith in Jesus. Stop holding the burdens on y'all. Stop holding worries about your trials and tribulation. I know it's real, but be of good cheer. He overcame the world. He could overcome these obstacles. He could heal you from your sickness and disease. Stop listening to the enemy's lies. He could heal you in every problem, in every area. He has His hands on you. There's nothing that God does not know. His plans is good, not for evil. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God came to give us life, and life abundantly. And He gives us that strength. Maybe we'll fall 7 times, but we're going to get up 8. We are destined to win. Amen? We are destined,
amen,
to win. But
I just want to say, while sharing tonight, stop looking at the material things and start looking at God.
Amen. Amen. When you look at God, it said, seek me first. Seek the kingdom first, and all these things shall be added unto you. You're getting a lot of calls tonight. We only got 5 minutes on the air. If y'all have a prayer or a testimony, God bless y'all. Come in and be blessed. And ask for prayer. Show God your faith. But even though you're not pressing 1, Father God, I just thank you for that supernatural favor tonight, Father God, upon these people and the people that's listening around the world. Father God, I thank you for the favor. Father God, they are the head, not the tail. They are the righteousness of Christ, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Father God, thank you for the blood, Devla, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Father God. We just give
Lord.
You the glory. We just give you the honor, Father God. Bless their tomorrows. Bless their week. Bless their Mondays. Bless their days, all the days of their life. Let them have favor with you and favor with men, Father God. When they walk, you walk. When they talk, you talk, Father God. We just thank you for sweet sleep tonight with your angels. Bless our mailbox. Bless our TVs, our internets, our homes, Father God. I just give you the glory and honor and praise, Father God. Well, if y'all have any prayers, just press 1. God bless y'all. Well, Brother Timmy, God bless you. Thank you for coming in tonight. You was a blessing. Thank you for this word, Lord, that it helped the people tonight. And God bless y'all, guys. I'm going to put some music tonight. And don't forget, Tuesday at 9 o'clock Central Time, we'll have another radio station, another brother preaching the word of God, a disciple of God. His name is Lawrence. He'll be in tonight, Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Central Time, Houston Time. If y'all get confused around the world and y'all don't know what time the show starts, call Tuesday night, this Tuesday coming, and it'll tell you exactly when the show starts. The number is 646-668-8498. God bless y'all for coming in. Amen. God bless you, Brother Timmy.
God bless you too, Mulvey.
Amen. Glory goes to God. Amen. God bless. God is good. Amen.
You gotta take